on the map itself, it's not just one thing that begins to set off all of these drastic, changes. First off, they said that we would have great strife financially in many of the economies around the world.
Are these things that will happen first?
Yes.
Almost like, like a roadmap of things to come?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they said to always, look at the economy, because this affects emotions in people. And this is tied as well to the earth. And then they said that we would experience overall global warming.
Which we are.
Yes, we are. They also said that we would have a lot of changes in our weather.
Which we are.
Yes. And some of those specifically, they said that in Arizona, New Mexico, would get very hot and dry. And we have, right now, we're experiencing here in Arizona one of the hottest, warmest winters we've ever had. We have a bad forest fire burning right now, right out of Payson.
Yeah, you had a rough fall, too, didn't you?
Yeah, well, we've been in a 10-year drought here. So it's, not a good situation. They talked about in Washington, Oregon, and Montana, and Idaho, that it would be warmer and rainy, and that eventually, after the changes, that would become more of a tropical climate.
How about the other coasts?
They just talked about overall global warming. In the East Coast, although they said there that it would be much colder, and they talked about in the Northeast that they would have really, really cold weather. And some of that has happened, like in the ice storm of 1998.
And what does the map show New York, for example?
Well, in New York, in the changes themselves, remember these are sequential changes, and again, this could start today. this could last hundreds of years.
Sure.
We don't know, and we'll just wait. It's sort of a wait and see. But in New York, they talked about an earthquake that could happen there, and I've often wondered if maybe that is, there's a fault line that runs between the Great Lakes and the St. Lawrence Seaway. They call it Logan's Line.
Right.
I've wondered if that's maybe what they're referring to with that. But they talked about that. And so it's kind of interesting when you begin to correlate these things. But the first event that they said would happen in terms of the drastic earth changes would be a meteor asteroid.
And that would hit where?
They said somewhere in Nevada.
It would, okay, so it would hit in on land.
Yes. Yes. And they said, George, that then would send up an immense ash cloud. And that ash cloud would change the weather completely of the whole earth.
Oh, all of a sudden we go to freezing temperatures overnight.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's pretty drastic, but they also talked about because of all the water that we could have up to 2 years of rain in certain places.
Because of this?
Yes. And they said this would cause a change in the spinning of the earth itself.
Huh.
And I've never really understood that, but I did a little research on it.
Change in the spinning or a change maybe in the magnetic pole?
Well, no. There are polar shifts that they've talked about, but they said that there would be a change in the spin. And NASA's researched this. It's known as the reservoir effect. And they have researched that when you move water away from the equator, and in this case it's been moved more up towards the north, it's actually thrown the spinning of the earth off.
That's true.
A little quicker.
Yep.
It's like a skater, when they're spinning around in a, in a circle, when they have their arms out, they're slower. When they bring them in tighter,
mm-hmm.
they go quicker. But anyway, they say that would actually set off polar shifts. And it's that spinning, the fact that the axis would be spinning.
Well, has the flooding occurred at this point?
Yes.
It
we've
has.
Seen overall global warming
all, right,
all
well,
over the world.
So, and then the ice sheets melt, the caps melt.
Yes.
And then the ocean levels rise.
Yes, and right. Ocean levels rise, and then we see this, we have this first event. and then polar shifts. And through the polar shifts, this is how we experience massive earthquakes, volcanic explosions, and massive earthquakes.
Now, do the volcanic explosions also contribute to this calamity?
I would assume they do, and they did talk about that, that we would see an explosion of the Ring of Fire, specifically the Ring of Fire. And it's pretty active anyway. But they said that all of these things would be happening simultaneously.
Man, so this is going to be a whammy all at one time.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much. That's how it was depicted. But the other scenario is it could take a long time, too, you know. So we don't know. But these are the events as they talked about them.
So what if, when we talk about if we're prepared, what if we had a great asteroid program in place and we were able to destroy this thing as it was incoming?
Well, now this is an interesting thing that they said. At the time when they talked about the asteroid, they said that we would have ample warning through the scientific community.
Well, there's one that's going to get pretty darn close in 30 years.
I know.
Apophis, it's called. And, I mean, very close. I mean, if there's any kind of gravitational mishap from some other object, it could bring it right into us.
Well, later in years, in 1995, 1996, the Masters gave us a series of Earth Changes maps specifically for the United States, and they talked about this asteroid. And they said it would come so close it would look like a moon, and they called that the time of the two moons.
Whoa. But it doesn't hit us, or it does?
It does.
Oh, that's the one that hits Nevada?
Yes, and that's in the six-map scenario. That's a different set of prophecies. Because they wanted to evolve this and show this, how this could possibly happen.